Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. But this is more of a pro day recap show. We have a returning guest with us, Terran Jones, coming live from Alabama State. Terran just had his pro day recently, and he was kind of the name that stood out over at Alabama State. We kind of had a big buzz going on this year because this year they had a record number of scouts and also had a record number of players in attendance. So, Terran, welcome to the show, and thanks for coming back. Hello, Terran? Terran? Okay, it looks like we're having some technical issues. Let me try to get him back again. Hey, Terran, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, all right, man. Oh, you dropped out on us?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, back again. We have Terran Jones from a big old tackle out of Alabama State. Terran, just want to say thanks for joining us on your time off.
Thank you.
Let's go. You know, let's get into the pro day. Alabama State had a pro day that a lot of people were talking about because, you know, for your coach Reggie Barlow and for a lot of you guys, this was one of the most well-attended pro days you guys have had in recent memory. You got to have about 13 scouts, 9 players, 100 fans in attendance. Were you expecting that kind of were you expecting that?
Yeah, I actually was because, you know, there's been a lot of exposure with our team lately, you know, with Crowell coming, you know, NFL scouts were looking to see if, you know, I would be a good, you know, tackle for him to block for, you know. And then Kiwan,
right. He
was a good safety, you know, he was always making plays. And Saeed was a good player. And, you know, we had a couple other players that really, you know, had a good senior season. So, I mean, I wasn't, you know, really surprised.
All right. So, you know, you've been since almost January, or even probably since December, you've been getting ready for this one day. That's what everybody's been talking about, this pro day. You wake up, you walk to the Houston Market Football Complex. You see those logos on the jackets: Giants, Falcons, Colts. They got the pen and the pads ready. You know, you walk out on that field and see all the cones, everything laid out. So just, you know, walk us through that day. You know, the emotions, the feelings, the energy leading up to the event.
Well, the day of, you know, I kind of slept in, you know, I think I deserved it. So I slept in, and then I went out to the military base on Maxwell Air Force Base and, you know, played some basketball. Just not really like with like a team thing, you know, it was just, I was just sitting there running around by myself. And
right. Then,
you know, I did some cardio on the bike to like,
hello, everybody. We just lost Terran right now. I'm expecting him to call back in a few minutes. But while we're on break, I'll talk more about what happened at Alabama State. So Alabama State had about 9 players that are actual legitimate prospects. Hold on again. Terran has jumped back on with us now.
Oh, I'm
hello,
sorry,
Terran.
Man.
Welcome
I'm...
back.
You there?
Yeah, man. Listen,
yeah,
you better stop.
Phone...
Yeah, you better stop buying them burner phones from them dope boys down there in Florida, man. You
man, I got an iPhone just like you, man. I got an iPhone just like you, probably the same one. I don't know what's going on, though, man.
All right, everybody will jump back into it. I was asking Terran, though, to take us through like just the emotions, the feelings, and everything in preparation for that day. So yeah, go ahead and jump back and tell us, you know, how when you woke up that day and everything, all the feelings you see over the coaches and the scouts and everything. You know, just tell us about the feeling for that day.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was saying. You know, I sat in the sauna for a little bit, just, you know, really just loosen up. I was trying to be as relaxed as possible because, I mean, I feel like if you've been practicing enough and, you know, working on you know, perfecting what you were trying to do, it shouldn't be that hard to go out and do it in front of some scouts. Like, it's pretty much just practice. You practice it so many times. Just like in a game, you practice, and then, you know, if you practice it enough, you'll do good at it. So, you know, all the drills and stuff, I mean, I felt like I practiced enough, but I was just real relaxed the whole time. I mean, my agent couldn't make it down here, so I was pretty much by myself that whole day. When we got out there out on the field, you know, all my other teammates had their, you know, their agents and their trainers with them, all talking and prepping them up and stuff like that. I was just, you know, off in the corner by myself, just focusing in on what I got to do, and trying to just, you know, remove all the mental clutter that was going on, and, you know, just really focus on what I had to do.
And you said you were sitting in the corner, you know, getting yourself ready. What were you listening to get you pumped up for the pro day?
I didn't have any music playing. I was just,
really?
I was just, just really into it then. I mean, I didn't need no music to pump me up.
All right. I thought you'd be in the corner talking about, I woke up in there and we got it. Like, just... in the corner wilding, but let's talk about your teammates. So you said you spent the day mostly by yourself. When you guys got together, you had nine guys. You had Greg Jenkins, who I'm going to speak with later. That's another guy who, you know, who really was going out there and really making a big name for us. Has been doing well. You had Landon Jones, Jimmy Daniels, Cy Lee. You know, when you guys all got to the field together, did you guys all kind of approach it together like a game day? So did you guys get together and do like some kind of a pregame, you know, thing that you guys normally do before a game or anything?
I mean, not really. I mean, this isn't, it's not, to me, I mean, this may sound, you know, rude. I don't know how you want to take it, but, I mean, this is, we're worried about ourselves now, you know. When we're on a football team together, we were worried about the team, you know, and we had to put the team first. But now, it's like a business. You got to worry about yourself. You got to do you. I mean, we talked or whatever. We were, you know, during the measuring in and weighing in and stuff, you know, we were laughing and talking and stuff like that. But as far as right before a pregame, we didn't do none of that.
All right. So let's talk about just the atmosphere of the whole place. I read there was about 100 fans there and everything. You guys had a ton of support going on. What was that atmosphere like? Or was that kind of like blocked out? Or did because like you're saying, you know, everybody's kind of like individually in their own zone. So did you feed off that energy from the crowd or anything, or you were just so focused on yourself that, you know, that didn't even phase or come into play with anything you had going on?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of fans there. There was probably more than 100 people there. But, you know, one side of my mind, you know, I was like, man, there's a lot of people out here. You know, I got to, you know, put on a show. But then the other side of my mind was like, don't let that, you know, distract you, because that could be a distraction. People, you know, loud talking, people just, you know, just being there. But it wasn't, like, closed off. There were people, like, right on the sidelines and stuff like that. But it was, you know, it was a good experience.
Well, that's kind of weird that you would look at it like, all right, you know, let me not focus on these people. I don't want it to be a distraction during the pro day. But during a game, if you had, like, 50,000 people there, you're like, hell yeah, we got the fans here. This is great. So, like, I thought it would be, like, that same kind of approach. And I kind of surprised that you said, yeah, you know, that might have been a distraction. Like, I was not really trying to listen to them. So, yeah, I kind of find that interesting.
I mean, in a game, I think about it like this, too. In a game, I mean, at the beginning of the game, you're there for the fans. You're like, oh, yeah, we made it. We're in the stadium. There's thousands and thousands of people sitting here watching. But in a game, you're trying to win games. You don't have time to really – you got to focus on what you got to do, especially being an offensive lineman, man. We got so many, you know, things we got to worry about, pre-snap read, you know, checking defenses and stuff like that. So, I mean, the fans, that's just another distraction. You got to block that out. That's where being mentally tough comes in. Is, you know, you got to be able to block that out and, you know, really, you know, focus in on what you got to do.
All right, now, let's take me through some of the times you put up. I got the email for it, so I know you like what you did during the pro day, because I saw the email that you wrote to Rick. You're like, hey, listen, man, look at my numbers. I did better than guys that were smaller than me in my size. So I know you liked your day. So let's, you know, take us through the numbers that you put up, and also, you know, talk more about, you know, where do you feel that you really impressed the scouts that was there? You know, what drills you did, where you think you really impressed, and you know, and also talk about, you know, which kind of things you wish, you know, you probably got another chance to do.
Well, I actually wish I could just do the whole pro day over with.
Really?
Just to do it again, you know, because I feel like I did, you know, I did good, but I feel like give me another week to just do some more stuff. And, you know, I mean, you can, there's always room for improvement. I think I could do, you know, a little bit better in all those aspects.
Right. Well, which one would you, if you say you could do better in you know, in another one, which one would you look to, like, make the biggest improvement on, and which one, which numbers were you fine with? Because, I mean, you ran a 5.5 40, you know, had a 24-inch vert, about an 8.7 broad, 8.263 cone, and 4.97 short shuttle. So what would you be looking at where you say, all right, you know, I kind of want to do a little bit better than this, and, like, this number, you know, I'm cool with it.
I would want to do the 40 again and the L drill.
Right. The L drill is a beast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty much, I mean, technique is really what it is, and I felt like my technique was good, but I think I just could do a little bit better.
Right. I mean, I had the same issue when I did mine, because I'm 6'5", and then when I did mine, mm-hmm. I was about 6'5", 300. So any guy, anytime you're tall, you know, that L drill is going to be a monster. So, and that's one thing, that's the one I kind of wanted to do over, but that was the kind, that was also the one where I'm like, all right, I'm done with it. Thank God, because I really don't feel like doing this one again.
Yeah.
And outside of the normal drills and everything that you did, how did you feel your positionals went?
It was good. I mean, mm-hmm. the guy from the Seahawks, I forgot his name. He's like, it's all right if you get tired. He's like, you know, you're the only one out here doing this. So it's like back to back to back. I was like, let's keep going. I was like, let's just keep going. And then I just kept pushing him to tell him to keep going. You know,
and then because he might be trying to set you up. That might be a setup when he said that. Like, hey, oh, don't worry, get tired. It's all right now. Don't listen. Good thing you to listen to him.
Yeah, it might have. I mean, my legs were burning, but I didn't really, you know, mm-hmm. knowing that. But I mean, I felt pretty good.
And you know, what was it, like? You had a lot of scouts there. Were you able to get any kind of like FaceTime with them? And just get any kind of evaluation, what their thoughts were you about? Because from what I understand, you know, even though for your size, you know, I don't think, you know, your times are going to be the thing about you, but I hear the most impressive thing about you is that you're pretty much like a dancing bear out there on the left tackle. Like, you have really good footwork, and you can move extremely well laterally, you know, for a man your size. So, you know, what was some of the feedback that you got from the scouts that you had time to talk with them one-on-one?
Couple of them, I mean, I didn't get to talk to them a whole bunch, but
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, if I could just, they said I got a lot of raw ability, and
mm-hmm.
you know, just with good, you know, NFL coaching, I feel like, you know, my talents will just soar through the roof, because, you know, great coaching, you know, is always something you need, and I think if I just get really good coaching, now, I could really blossom as an offensive tackle.
Now, what did you end up weighing in officially at?
341.
341?
Yeah.
And as far as your weight, I mean, did anybody say anything about do you really need to be that weight at the next level or personally, or are you feeling like, hey, you might want to lean out just to, you know, be more able to be able to like go against some of these faster ends in the NFL because as you already recognize with the spread and this game becoming more of a passing game, that the DNs are actually getting smaller as well, but they're also getting faster. So, you know, tell me if you heard anything about just weight size, about how you should be looking at being when you come into a camp or anything.
The Seahawks scout said, you know, if you can just, you know, maintain your weight, he's like,
right.
You actually, he's like, you probably have a shot. So,
hello, everybody. We're still here with Terren Jones from Alabama State, offensive tackle. Terren dropped out for a second, but he is joining us back as we speak. Taryn, hey, don't worry about it, man. It happens to the best of us. Like I said, we all, you know, we've bought our iPhones off of Craigslist or bought it from the homie.
Yeah.
Selling out the trunk. So we've been there before. You know, and it tells, like we were already mentioning, like, you had a lot of teammates there and everything, you know, outside of yourself. You know, is there anybody else that you want to talk about, you know, to put their name out there that you thought had a good day as well? Because, I mean, one thing about these pro days is that there's a lot of guys from, you know, schools, you know, smaller schools that people haven't heard about that have kind of jumped out during their pro day. So is there anybody else that you thought stood out at Alabama State? That, you know, it probably needs to get their name out there, or probably more people should be looking at after this pro day.
I think Landon Jones, he's a great receiver. I think he's a good possession receiver. It's like you put him in on first down, he'll, you know, move you down the field and put him in back on third down. He'll get your first. He's got strong hands. He reminds me of Anquan Boldin.
Okay.
You know, his hands are, he's got strength. And, you know, he put up really good numbers. He's not a small guy either, and you know, he's got good work ethic. I like him. That's one of my good friends.
Okay. Now, you know, now talk more about what's going to happen after this. I don't think everybody's prepared for what happens for the pro day, but no one really is prepared for what happens after, because it becomes a very long and lonely time, because there's not really, if you're not in school, there's really not much left. You know, you go back and start training and everything, try to keep in relatively good shape in case you get a private workout and for rookie camp. But, you know, what is the next move? All you have is school left. The pro day's over. Are you going to go through another pro day? Are you going to do any, I think, was it the Florida versus the Nation game, something like that coming up? So what's the next move for you in between now and April's draft?
Well, I'm still, you know, I'll still be in classes. I'm going to start back working out again Monday, and because I'm pretty sure I'll have a workout with Juan Castillo for the Ravens. He's been, he's been hitting me up a lot lately. So hopefully I'll get a workout with him. But I'll just keep running, working on my cardio, working on my core, because core is really important for, you know, linemen. So I'll be working on that until the draft.
And so you're speaking with Juan Castillo and told him some other time. Anything back of where they think, got a feeling where you might go. Or you're going to be a priority free agent. Have you had any idea between what rounds or anything that you might be selected?
Well, I received a 5th to 7th round grade a couple weeks ago, so that's all I've been. You know, that's the only thing I know. But you know, I just want to get a shot for real.
Right. Well, and you know, the way people have been saying how great your footwork is, like, you'll definitely get a shot. And after that, you know, it's just all up to you. And you know, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but you know, once you get into the atmosphere, it's hard not to play well. Unless in the atmosphere, that rookie camp, it's going to bring the best out of you, and I think it brings the best out of all players. And from that point on, you know, it will get a lot easier, because now you're there and you're an NFL player once they bring you in and sign you. So I believe, you know, you definitely have that ability with your size, and I think somebody's definitely going to put, you know, the time and investment, because you know, how many guys you want to find at 6'8", you know, 341, who can move? Like, you're an asset. So, you know, I wish you the best of luck in everything. And, I believe you definitely have a shot. So, you know, keep working hard, keep training. And as far as the training, one thing I just kind of interested in, what is your training going to be like now that the pro days are over? Do you go start seeking out somebody to help you out with your offensive line technique? Or are you still going to be focused on doing, you know, the short shuttles and the 40s? Because if you go to, like, a private workout, they're going to ask you to do that all over again.
Yeah, I'm going to be working with I'm gonna be talking with my agents and, you know, figuring that out. But I'll be doing more position specific, you know, exercises. So, you know, I look as good as possible when I get to do a workout.
Is there anybody in particular that you've been reaching out to, any former linemen, or, you know, did you keep in contact with any of your O-line coaches from the All-Star game? You played in the Raycon game, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
Or did you keep in contact with any of those O-line coaches just like to, you know, always keep – just stay ahead of the curve and find out exactly what they're going to be looking at the next level and what you know you need to work on before you even get to the camp or before you have those personal workouts?
I spoke with Will Shields, you know, a little bit, and who else? I spoke with Tony Jones a while ago about, you know, this time right now.
Right.
And, you know, I got them to, you know, I'll be able to call them if I wanted to. So it's really just, I don't know right now. It's still
well, you know, Yeah, definitely, you know, man, you know, definitely take advantage of that. Definitely call Will Shields. That dude, you know, he's well-respected within the NFL service, especially, you know, as a lineman. So, you know, take advantage of all the tools you have and resources. And, you know, good luck with the upcoming workouts. And, you know, hope to hear your name called in April, man. Before we get out of here, is there any shout-outs you want to give or – do you want to plug your Twitter handle or anything like that before we get out of here?
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at OTJ_. And, you know, I just want to shout out my parents. You know, without them, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And shout out to God, of course. And that's about it, really. I mean, my friends know who they are. I don't need to name them all, but they know who they are if they're listening.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode of the NFL Draft Bible Pro Day Recap Show. Again, we've been joined by Terrence Jones, big old 10 out of Alabama State. And, Terrence, I want to thank you again for calling in. And shout out to everybody over at Alabama State. I spoke to a couple of dudes over there, so, you know, best luck to everybody over there. And we'll be talking later on with more guys from Alabama State to find out how they did at their pro day as well. Again, as always, thank you for tuning in. Take care. Terrence, appreciate it. And everybody, always keep listening in to the show so you can find out the names you need to know first in this upcoming NFL draft. Peace.
This is State of Emergency.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's go get him, Judge.
Drop, I just took up the top. It's your turn.